By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to Rise and Shine. Each and every single day we have a new topic. What is today's topic? It's another special topic. Allahu Akbar. As usual, mashallah, we always have special, we always have beautiful and important at the same time, simultaneously, important topics, my dear viewers. But we always begin by listening to the beautiful verses of the Holy Quran. Remember, whilst the Quran is being recited, then we must pay our attention, I will give our full attention to the recitation of the glorious Quran. It is along with the Urdu translation. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru jo nihayat meherban rahm wala.
Falamma wada'atha qalat rabbi inni wada'tuha untha wallahu a'lamu bima wada'at walaysa dhakaru kal untha.
Phir jab use jana boli ae rab mere ye to maine ladki jani aur Allah ko khoob maloom hai jo kuch wo jani aur wo ladka jo usse manga us ladki sa nahi.
وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمَ وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ.
اور میں نے اس کا نام مریم رکھا اور میں اسے اور اس کی اولاد کو تیری پناہ میں دیتی ہوں راندے ہوئے شیطان سے.
فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ وَأَنبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّا.
تو اسے اس کے رب نے اچھی طرح قبول کیا اور اسے اچھا پروان چڑھایا اور اسے زکریہ کی نگہبانی میں دیا.
كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا.
جب زكريا اس کے پاس اس کی نماز پڑھنے کی جگہ جاتے اس کے پاس نیا رزق پاتے.
قال يا مريم أنى لك هذا قالت هو من عند الله إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب.
کہا اے مریم یہ تیرے پاس کہاں سے آیا؟ بولی وہ اللہ کے پاس سے ہے بے شک اللہ جسے چاہے بے گنتی دے.
هنالك دعا زكريا ربه قال رب هب لي من لدنك ذرية طيبة.
یہاں پکارا زکریہ اپنے رب کو بولا اے رب میرے مجھے اپنے پاس سے دے ستھری اولاد.
انك سميع الدعاء
بے شک تو ہی ہے دعا سننے والا.
فنادته الملائكة وهو قائم يصلي في المحراب أن الله يبشرك بيحيى مصدقا بكلمة من الله وسيدا وحصورا ونبيا. وحصورا ونبيا من الصالحين.
تو فرشتوں نے اسے آواز دی اور وہ اپنی نماز کی جگہ کھڑا نماز پڑھ رہا تھا. بے شک اللہ آپ کو مشتہ دیتا ہے یحییٰ کا جو اللہ کی طرف کے ایک کلمہ کی تصدیق کرے گا اور سردار اور ہمیشہ کے لیے عورتوں سے بچنے والا اور نبی ہمارے خاصوں میں سے.
قال رب أنى يكون لي غلام وقد بلغني الكبر وامرأتي عاقر قال كذلك الله يفعل ما يشاء.
بولا اے میرے رب میرے لڑکا کہاں سے ہوگا, مجھے تو پہنچ گیا بڑھاپا اور میری عورت بانج. فرمایا اللہ یوں ہی کرتا ہے جو چاہے.
قال رب اجعلني آية قال آيتك ألا تكلم الناس ثلاثة أيام إلا رمزا.
عرض کی اے میرے رب میرے لیے کوئی نشانی کر دے. فرمایا تیری نشانی یہ ہے کہ تین دن تو لوگوں سے بات نہ کرے مگر اشارے سے.
وَاذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحْ بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِبْكَارِ.
اور اپنے رب کی بہت یاد کر اور کچھ دن رہے یعنی شام اور تڑکے یعنی صبح اس کی باقی بول.
وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَهَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ.
اور جب فرشتوں نے کہا اے مریم بے شک اللہ نے تجھے چن لیا اور خوب ستھرا کیا اور آج سارے جہاں کی عورتوں سے تجھے پسند کیا.
یا مریم اقنتی لربک واسجدی وارکعی مع الراکعین.
اے مریم اپنے رب کے حضور ادب سے کھڑی ہو اور اس کے لیے سجدہ کر اور رکوع والوں کے ساتھ رکوع کر.
صدق الله العظيم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Many viewers of Madani Salon, you are watching Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, you have listened to MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, the beautiful verses of the Holy Quran, and undoubtedly they are so beautiful, really. For those who understood this, it would be even more exceptional, even more inspiring for them, dear viewers. SubhanAllah, we were listening to the story of Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, of Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, whenever he would come to Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha would always be praying. She would spend her entire life, she did, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she would always find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants her fruits, those which were out of season. Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam would come and ask her, where did you get these from? And she would say that these are from my Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me these. So this was one Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, she would be given food. And in fact, this does relate to our topic today. But maybe, hopefully, if I do remember, I shall come back to this point, my dear viewers. But along with this was the story of Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. Yes, Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam was mentioned too. And about Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, it said that he reached a very, very old age, him and his own wife too. They reached a very old age, past the age where a person could normally have children. You know, his wife, she was past the age where a person, normally a human, where they can normally have children. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them, gave them the good news of a child. That was Hazrat Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. That they were given the good news whilst he was praying. An angel came to him and gave him the good news that he shall be having a child, inshallah, and this child shall be named Yahya. Now, my dear viewers,
Alhamdulillah, Azizul, after having listened to the glorious Quran, we then move to the Naat of the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind. Yes, he was the most generous and kind, the noble messenger, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, the last and final messenger, the last and final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Let's listen to today's Naat Sharif. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Arsh haq hai masnad rifaat rasulullah ki dekhni hai hashr mein izzat rasulullah ki dekhni hai hashr mein dekhni hai hashr mein ha dekhni hai hashr mein عزت رسول اللہ کی لاو رب عرش جس کو جو ملا ان سے ملا لاو رب عرش جس کو کونین میں نعمت رسول اللہ کی بڑھتی ہے کونین میں نعمت رسول اللہ کی
خیرات دیتا ہے خدا ہر وقت تیرے جو ملا جتنا ملا صدقہ تیرا
بٹتی ہے کونین میں نعمت رسول اللہ کی
وہ جہنم میں گیا جو ان سے مستغنی
حاجت رسول اللہ کی خلیل اللہ کو حاجت رسول اللہ کی دیکھنی ہے حشر میں عزت رسول اللہ کی
اور ہم بھی
عادت رسول اللہ کی اور نہ کہنا نہیں عادت رسول اللہ کی دیکھنی ہے حشر میں عزت رسول اللہ کی
ٹوٹ جائے قیدوں بندے
کو کھل جائے گی طاقت رسول اللہ کے حشر کو کھل جائے گی طاقت رسول اللہ کی
اور اے رضا خود صاحب قرآن مدہ ہے حضور اے رضا میرے رضا اچھے رضا پیارے رضا مرشد رضا اے رضا خود صاحب قرآن مدہ ہے حضور
جس کب ممکن ہے پھر مدحت رسول اللہ کی مجھ سے کب ممکن ہے پھر مدحت رسول اللہ کی تجھ سے کب ممکن ہے پھر مدحت رسول اللہ کی عرش حق ہے مسند رفعت رسول اللہ کی دیکھنی ہے حشر میں دیکھنی ہے حشر میں عزت رسول اللہ کی
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. Dear viewers of Madrasa Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah Azzal, we have just listened to the kalam. MashaAllah, no doubt we shall inshallah Azzal one day come and listen to, we shall listen to and understand finally the true status. That shall be on the day of judgment. We shall really understand the status of the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And on that day, everybody shall see the greatness, the rank of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the last and final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers, alhamdulillah, today we have a new topic. What is today's topic? A topic which we have spoke about previously, possibly even more than once. But alhamdulillah, every time we speak about this topic, we tackle, you can say, or we speak from a different angle, a different perspective. MashaAllah, there's so much information, my dear viewers of the channel. Now today we shall be speaking about tawakkul. Tawakkul means trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul, my dear viewers of Madani channel, as well as contentment, because these two things, they come hand in hand. Where on the one hand we have tawakkul, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and on the second, my dear viewers, contentment, being content, being satisfied with what we have already. This is really important, subhanAllah. There are two things, my dear viewers. We always think about happiness. We always speak about happiness. We wish, we desire happiness. We desire eternal happiness. And we always say that, I just wish I can be happy. Some people, you know, who may be depressed, who may be sad, what's the harm in just wanting to be happy? This is what we all say. And we always think, I just wish I could be happy. I wish if I had this, then I'll be happy. If I had this car, then I'll be happy. If I had this house, then I'll be happy. And different people who are in different stages, financial stages, you can say, they all require something which will make them happy. So for some, they may not even own a car. Some may not even own a car, and they may think, even the cheapest of cars, they may think, if only I had a car, any car, I'll be happy. Some, they would have a good car, but they think, no, this particular supercar, this luxurious car, if I had this, I would be happy. For some, cars is one thing, my dear viewers, They may be thinking helicopters, planes. I wish I had this private jet. If I was to have this private jet, I would be happy. So one thing we do learn from this is even in terms of houses, some may not even have a shelter. They may be living on the street. And such people would say, if only I had a house, I said I would be happy. Others, they're not content with what they have. You know, some would be content and happy. Let's stick to the word happy for now. And yes, I am keep using this word, and I have a reason to continuously repeat this word. So some would say, yes, if I had one room, I would be happy. Just with one room, I would be happy. Others would say, no, I require an apartment. I require a house. And some would require, you know, a huge house with a separate room for a wardrobe, a separate room for the shoes, and so many other things. Madhavi was with a swimming pool in the back. They say, if I had this, I would be happy. So what we learn from this is, everybody has some sort of desire, some sort of wish. No matter what level, no matter what stage we are at, we have some sort of wish and we say, if I had this, if only I had this, I would be happy. Even children. Children will say, if only I had this game, this console, then I would be happy. They would say, if they were to go to the shop, if only I had this chocolate, I would be happy. If only, you know, my mom and dad were to buy me such and such toy, then I would be happy. This person has this. If I had that, I would be happy. So one thing is happiness, something which we all desire. Everybody desires happiness, to be happy. What is happiness? Yes, money brings happiness. I would say money brings happiness. Luxuries, they bring happiness. They do. Some people say money doesn't bring happiness. It does bring happiness. But we don't understand what happiness is. Cars, yes, cars do bring happiness. But we don't understand what happiness is. Good big houses bring happiness. Successful businesses bring happiness. I'm not saying these things are bad, by the way. Now, speaking about happiness, money brings happiness. Wealth brings happiness. Properties bring happiness. Toys for children, they bring happiness. These things do bring happiness. But what we must understand is that there is one thing known as happiness. And there is another thing which is known as contentment. Contentment, satisfaction. Are they both the same? No, they are not. Happiness and satisfaction are not the same. We say that money doesn't bring happiness, but it does. If I was to be given £1 million right now, it would make me happy. I would be over the moon. Wow, I was given £1 million. If I was to be given a supercar right now, I would be over the moon. I would be happy. A person, naturally, he would become happy. Whether that's wealth or whether that's something else, whether that's respect, whether that's honor. If I was to be given a position of power, it would make me happy. Yes, Madhavi was naturally a person, a man. He becomes happy at somebody's wedding. When I was married, or if Allahu Akbar, when I was married, Madhavi was, I was happy. So subhanAllah, these events which take place, they make a person happy. But the question is, do they also bring satisfaction? Do they also bring contentment? This is the question. What is the difference between happiness and contentment? Happiness is something which only lasts for a short time. Now we can all think of it. Well, whatever age we are at, when you were given a toy, a new toy, this is with a baby. This is with, from a baby to, you know, an elderly man or woman. When a baby is given their first toy, they are happy. But let some time go, and now they want something new. But that toy did bring them happiness. If it was for, you know, somebody received their results, they got the best results, A stars. Now I think it's changed. But they got A stars, it would make them happy. But later, they move on, or maybe they don't get those same results. A person who's given a car, he becomes happy, she becomes happy. But with some time, they think, I want another car. I want another toy. If a person has moved to a good area, he has a big house, he becomes happy. They think, now I want another house. Satisfaction, contentment is, I was given this, and alhamdulillah, I, yes, it's brought me happiness, but I am also content in that I do not desire, I do not wish for more. With what I have, I am pleased with this. Alhamdulillah, this has been so beneficial for me. It said that you can buy a house, but you cannot buy a home. What's the difference? We are moving houses. We are moving homes. What's the difference between the two? Sometimes you can have a house, but it doesn't feel like a home. Meaning it doesn't feel like home. You may have lived with your parents for a very, very long time. You may have lived with your parents for a very long time, and then you've moved out. But home is home. Why is it that we love our own city so much? If we were to move to another area, why is it so strange? Because yes, we may have bought a new house, but it doesn't feel like home. Home is the feeling. Home is the feeling, my dear viewers. So we may be happy, but the question is, are we satisfied? Are we still in need for more? Are we always wishing for more? Wishing to have more? This is the question. This contentment, my dear viewers, with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. For some He has given us less, for others He has given them more. He has given some more, He has given others less. For everybody it is a test for them. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, along with this, what is required is tawakkul, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what is trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, bringing it back to the story from what we listened to previously, from the verses of the glorious Quran. Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she would always worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She would spend her entire time worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam would come, he would see that Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she would have fruits which were out of season, which were not from the present at that time, the present season, out of season fruits. She would have ripe, perfect, right in front of her. And he would ask her, where is it you got this from? And as we heard in the glorious Quran, min indillah, that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted this food to Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. Now Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was given something. And she was content. She did not wish for more. She did not turn to other things. Nor she continued to pray to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She did not leave the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to either show these to other people or anything. No. With what she had, this brought her happiness, no doubt about it. She was given food. But also contentment. She was satisfied with what she had. She did not require anymore. But later, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, when Hazrat Maryam, now remember this, Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha is the mother of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. That girl, she becomes a woman, no doubt about it. When she gives birth to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and there's no medium of any man, my dear viewers, no. A single mother, a single virgin, pure mother, giving birth as a miracle to a child, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, when she was during the stage of when she was to give birth, she goes to a land quite far away, she moves, and she sits under a tree, and Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he kicks the ground and water comes gushing forth. And Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam then orders Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. Now this tree, there was no fruit on the tree. But when this water was produced, automatically and very quickly, this undoubtedly was another miracle. But the tree turned, you can say it turned green. And fruits would come forth. But Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was ordered to pull the branch. Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was ordered to pull the branch, and then dates would fall and she would be able to eat them for some food. Now, throughout the life of Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was always given food. She did not have to do anything to be given the food. She would just continue worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Food would be granted to her. But at this stage in life, Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she had to pull a branch in order to for the days to fall. So she had to do something now in order for her to gain fruit. You could say dates are a fruit. Dates are considered to be fruit. So she had to do some sort of action, some sort of act to earn this fruit, my dear viewers. What lesson is learned from this? When a person, when they are on their own, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised the sustenance. So it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives the sustenance. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives. He gave Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. But now when that same person is a parent, when that person is a parent, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still gives sustenance. But my dear viewers, you must earn it. You must do something. You must pull the branch in order to gain the sustenance. Now, with this, with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we must be content. But we also must have the tawakkul. We must also have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall give. But what does tawakkul mean? Tawakkul doesn't just mean to give. Now there's a famous story which has been mentioned. It said that there was a person who would always worship. He would spend his nice days, he would always be in the masjid just worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day a person would come, he would give him some pieces of bread. And each and every single day this person, he would take this bread and he would consume this bread. He would eat this for his iftar, to break his fast. And then he would fast the next day. He would fast nearly possibly every single day. And he would spend his days just worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his nights worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and fasting during the days, my dear viewers. One day he thought to himself, tawakkul, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have I given complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when I am taking food from another person, from another human being? So he thinks, maybe this is not true tawakkul. Maybe I should just wait to be given it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. So this is what he does. The person comes to give him bread again and he refuses. You know, he says, I do not wish to take the bread. I have complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall give me food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall give me sustenance. So now an entire day passes, nothing comes out of, as you would say, out of the blue, no. But again, the next day that person comes and time is passing like this. This person is hungry now. And in hunger, he falls asleep. And he's brought before the court. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him that food was sent and you rejected it. Why did you reject it? This person says that, Ya Allah, I thought I'll have true tawakkul, true trust in you. I thought I won't take it from your creation. But I have complete trust in you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that that was me sending you food. That food was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this person, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, he says that the person who fell asleep, the person who refused the food, the person who is the worshipper, he says, I saw the other person who would bring me the bread. He was there too. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him that, why did you stop bringing the bread? He says, Ya Allah, you know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you send the bread and you continue sending the bread. And you shall be granted Jannah in return. There are many lessons to be learned from this, my dear viewers. But one, in terms of tawakkul. Now, what do they mean by tawakkul? We must do our own part. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is giving, even if it's by worldly means. But this must be by halal means. This must be by halal means, my dear viewers of Madani Chow. If it is by haram means, something which is impermissible, then undoubtedly it's haram. Anything by haram is haram, my dear viewers. Let's inshallah move to our daily reminder and then we shall return to this. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Ghawse Pak and their altruism, their self-sacrifice in order to benefit others. A very famous waqiyah narrated by Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani themselves. They mentioned that once, whilst I was traveling, and due to their devotional and spiritual exercises, they mentioned that I was completely in such a state where I was in dire need of food. I was in starvation. And whenever I would come across food which was upon the floor, I would intend to go and pick it up and consume it. But then, when I would observe around me, I would see other poor people trying to do the same, looking for food just to consume so that they can relieve their hunger. Now, due to seeing this scene of the poor people, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani mentioned that I would leave those pieces of food that it was rightful to take for them. Because of starvation, they reached such a stage where they felt that they would even pass away. They would leave this world. This is the amount of qana'at, the contentment that they had upon the will of Allah, but also the sacrifice, the hunger, the struggle and strive against their nafs. And what happened? They would leave this food for the people. And if we look at our own state today, my dear respected viewers, that food within our home, and the delicious food and cuisines that we have in our home, what is our state today? We are constantly fighting that why have you taken it first, and other in petty matters, my respectable viewers. So I'd just like to leave you with a message that Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani's altruism, their self-sacrifice for others, was so unique, was so astounding that today we are inspired. We are completely awestruck by such a personality even existed in the world. And their generosity was such that whenever any wealth came into their presence as a gift, they would give it to the poor people. And I would just like, my dear respectable viewers, for us to take this lesson, that we should try to sacrifice what we have for the sake of other people. Remember, my respectable viewers, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, الدُّنْيَا مَلْعُونَةٌ مَلْعُونٌ مَا فِيهَا إِلَّا مَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ مِنْهَا. The world is accursed, and whatever it is within the world, this is also accursed, except for whatever is for the sake of Allah. And in another narration, the Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيئَةٍ حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيئَةٍ, that the love of the world is the head of all sins. So my dear respectable viewers, let us try and adopt this way of our pious predecessors to sacrifice our need for others and also to remove this love of the world from our hearts. May Allah give us all the ability to remember and act upon what has been said. Ameen bi jahin nabi jil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. That was our daily reminder, speaking about happiness, contentment, tawakkul, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tawakkul and contentment come hand in hand. We spoke about happiness. Happiness is something which is temporary. Being human, we become happy, we become sad. We are full of emotions. This is what humans are. We are humans, we are full of emotions. Anybody, everybody, this is something we must remember. That everybody at times becomes happy, everybody at times becomes sad. There is no exception to this. Although it may not seem like this to you, when we take out our social media, we are spending so much time on social media, on all of these, you know, various platforms, we are seeing people on their social media pages who, what do? They are sharing so many pictures. They are sharing pictures, they are sharing videos. And all of those pictures and videos they are sharing, what are they? Smiles. They smile for the picture, don't they? Everybody wishes to smile. Now when you are looking at another person and you are seeing they are smiling, you are having a bad day, then what does the person think to himself? The person thinks that, look at this, everybody is so happy, it's only me that is sad. But we forget, my dear viewers, that we may have a social media page too. And we may put our pictures up on there too. But tell me, does anybody ever put up their picture whilst they are crying? Whilst they are sad with a normal face on? No. Everybody smiles for the picture. There's a filtering system, isn't there? Those things which we choose, we can put on. Those things which we don't choose to put on, we won't put on. And the majority of the times is when we are excited, when we are going out, when we've gone out for a meal, we take a picture and put it up on our status. When we've gone on holiday, we put it on our status. So another person who's feeling sad, when they are to look at this, they think that everybody's happy, it's just me that is sad. And this is what leads to depression. Yes, it's said that, I think if I remember correctly, that 80% of people, they when they take out their phone out, they are sad. And due to their being sad, they take their phones out and they go onto social media. And they go onto social media maybe to make them happy. But 80%, may Allah Ta'ala forgive me if I'm wrong, but remember this is just an article anyway. So I'm not saying it's completely perfect, completely true anyway, my dear viewers. But according to them, it's 80%. Now, 80% of people who go onto social media, why? Because they are sad. So they'll go onto social media, maybe they'll get a bit happy. When they put their phone away again, 80% become even more saddened than when they took their phone out to bring them happiness. This is the effects of social media, my dear viewers. Yes, all of these things could be used for good too, no doubt about it. All of these things could be used for good too. Alhamdulillah, we have our Dawat Islami pages, we have our Madani channel pages. For those of you that are not aware, and you are on social media, if you're not, then you don't need to worry about it. But those that are on social media, please do follow, mashallah. We have Facebook page for Madani channel. We have a YouTube Madani channel which you can watch, inshallah. Please do follow, please do join those pages too. So again, happiness could be momentarily. It is something which is not forever. But being humans, at times we are happy, at times we are sad. Accept this. Me, myself, at times I am happy. Right now I may be excited. It may be I hear some bad news, immediately I am saddened. Somebody has passed away, immediately I am saddened. This is what happens where people, somebody is born, I'm happy. This is normal for humans to be happy sometimes and to be sad sometimes. But it continues to change. But what we must always have is contentment. With whatever we have in our lives, we must be content. I have a phone, I must be content with my phone. So, you know, alhamdulillah, I have this and it works for me. I don't have no problems with it. Alhamdulillah, subhanallah. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me so much. He has given me a luxury which so many other people do not have. The food which I have been given, I should be happy. Alhamdulillah, I should be content too. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is sufficient for me. Now, contentment is the opposite to greed. When a person is not content, he's greedy, he's always wishing for more. He's always has, you know, he's never calm, he's never satisfied. When a person is satisfied, they can sit back and they can think about other things with an open mind. A person being relaxed is good for their thinking too. For their psyche, it's good for their brain. When a person is truly relaxed. A person who's greedy is always thinking, you know, how can I make more money? Businessmen are always thinking, how can I make more? There's nothing wrong with this. But if it's greed, then it's a problem. If it's due to greed, my dear viewers, then it's a problem. So we must, on the one hand, be content with what we have. On the other Mahdi views, we must have tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I have done all I could do. I leave it now with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madani channel, inshallah azza jal, we shall listen to some of the examples of contentment from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Previously we have discussed tawakkul from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Today inshallah azza jal, we shall hear about the contentment of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The last and final messenger, the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, was no doubt a role model. He was the best of all creation. We can look to him for any situation whatsoever. We can always turn towards the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah azza, that's what we shall do after listening to the daily hadith sharif. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, in today's hadith we're going to learn a dua that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would make very often. And this dua is something that we can implement in our day-to-day activities, in our day-to-day lifestyle as well, and try to memorize this dua as well. The hadith is mentioned in Abi Dawood that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would make this dua: Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ash-shiqaqi wal-nifaqi wa-su'il akhlaq, which means that, oh Allah, I seek protection from you from disunity, hypocrisy and evil character. So if you try to memorize this dua as well, implement this and try to recite this whenever we supplicate in the court of Allah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ash-shiqaqi wan nifaqi wa su'il akhlaq. And from this dua we can understand that disunity, hypocrisy and evil character are traits which are bad. They are something which is bad in Islam, something that we should try to avoid. And Islam is a way of life. Islam teaches us how to live life at its full. And that is by not having disunity amongst our family members. Unfortunately today, we see that many families, they have family discord and brothers are not speaking to their own brothers. Sisters are in discord with their own sisters. There's issues going on in the family, domestic abuse, these type of problems. And Islam is completely against that. Islam encourages that we unite the family, that we unite people, that we join and mend relations and not break off ties with anyone. In terms of hypocrisy and evil character, this is things which are even known to be bad amongst even people who are non-believers, people who are non-Muslim. They also accept the fact that hypocrisy and having an evil character is something which is bad. And Islam came to remove this illness of evil character, remove this illness of hypocrisy, and make people become good human beings, good citizens, people who are civilized, and people who bring goodness to the community. So we as a Muslim, inshallah, try to make a benefit towards the community, a good impact, a positive impact, through one's character, through one's akhlaq, the way he deals with people, the way he looks at people, the way he talks to people. They should all be on a very just and civilized manner, something that people are attracted towards. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. Today's topic, my dear viewers, the work of trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as contentment. Now, contentment from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always content. You must understand this. Some of the incidents, I was just thinking, which incident can I take? And nearly all of the main incidents we take, we find, you know, perfection, really. Trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as contentment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether we take a major incident from the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or whether we take his lifestyle, In both of these, we come to understand contentment, my dear viewers. Let's take, for example, let's come to the first thing, my dear viewers. The first thing, where would you say is the beginning? We can't begin from the birth, but let's begin from when the Prophet would spread the deen. He would, which he continued to do throughout the, up until the end of his apparently life, my dear viewers. When he first received the revelation, he was at the age of 40. He began to first invite those people to Islam who were the closest to him. But what happened? The Prophet ﷺ, his own family, his own tribesmen, they reacted in a very harsh manner. They reacted extremely harshly, my dear viewers. So much so that they threatened him. They beat him. They harmed him. MazAllah, you know, one individual, he went and strangled the Prophet ﷺ. That same individual, he placed the leftover ruins of a camel's organs, MazAllah, the dirty ones, he places upon the Prophet ﷺ. But whatever the Prophet ﷺ went through, whatever the Prophet ﷺ suffered from, he was always content. He had the wakkal in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had that complete trust, so much so, my dear viewers, that everybody rejected him. Even his own uncle, Abu Talib, he says to him, he says, maybe you should leave this now. Maybe you should stop this, whatever it is you are doing. But yet, the Prophet ﷺ replied that if you were to place the sun in my one hand, the moon in my second, I would never give this up. I would never give this mission up. He had complete the work. Even if his uncle was to leave him, now it was very important. His uncle played a huge role, Abu Talib. He played a huge role, my dear viewers. What was this? Is that his uncle had, in a way you can say, given him a visa. His uncle had given him security. His uncle was the chief of the tribe of the time, the Banu Hashim. At that time, his uncle was the chief. So if his uncle was not to give him security, then people would be allowed to try to kill the Prophet ﷺ. People did harm him, but nobody ever tried to kill the Prophet ﷺ. Why? Because they feared that although his own tribesmen will hate him, they have so much pride that they will fight, it will cause a war. Which 15, 20 years it has been, there has not been a war. During this time, there hadn't been a war for about 15 to 20 years before this. Before the Prophet ﷺ had invited three people towards the deen of Islam, towards the religion, my dear viewers. So it was very important for Abu Talib to give him security. But yet, the Prophet ﷺ laid his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever the Prophet ﷺ had, he was pleased, he was satisfied, he was content. The Prophet ﷺ was given the option. He could have been a king. Abu Talib himself says, the people say, the heads, the noblemen of the Quraysh, they all came to their house, to the house of Abu Talib. And they said to the Prophet ﷺ, what is it you desire? Do you desire gold? We will give you mountains. We'll tell everybody to come together and we will give you gold. Do you desire kingship? We will make you a king. Do you desire women? We will give you all the women in the world. We will give you anything. Just stop this. The Prophet ﷺ did not do this for greed. There was no greed. The Prophet ﷺ, he was on a mission. He was given something by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a true prophet, the last and final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must understand there can never be a prophet after Rasulullah ﷺ. He was the greatest of all prophets. He did not wish to be a king. He did not wish for power. He did not wish for wealth. Why? Because with whatever he had, he was happy. He was content with whatever he was given. Other situations, Badr, he had tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the battle of Badr, 313 against 700 or 1,000, but then it was reduced when some tribes had left. So 313 against 1,000 or hundreds, double or triple their number. He had tawakkul, he had trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was his trust. And then contentment with whatever he had. Where subsequent to the Battle of Badr, there was Uhud. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had lost a tooth or part of a tooth. He had hurt himself, yet he was content. Hudaybiyah, which the companions themselves were just, they were so shocked by the events of Hudaybiyah, by the treaty that the Prophet ﷺ accepted it, that in a way they did not know what they were doing. This is how shocked they were. It's like a person turns into his own world. If somebody is speaking to him, he doesn't know what's happening. This is the state the companions were in. They were thinking, how did the Prophet ﷺ accept such? But they came to realize that within the Quran it's known as the Fath al-Mubin, a clear victory. Hudaybiyah was known as a clear victory. The Prophet ﷺ was content, although it was biased, although it was completely one-sided. But the Prophet ﷺ, with whatever it was by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet ﷺ was content. These are big incidents in his life. Let's look at small incidents. The Prophet ﷺ, he never lived in luxury, no. He laid on the floor on a simple mat. Such a mat which would leave marks on his body. He would lay down on such a mat, which Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiallahu anhu says that when he rose from his mat, I could see marks were left on the body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Although how rich were the Muslims? He was the leader of all the Muslims, and the Muslims had gained power, had gained wealth by this time. He gained so much wealth, so much sheep, so much cattle from the war booty that, as far as the eye could see, valleys of it. Immediately he gave it away, he gave it to the poor, because he was content with what he had. Sometimes for months, the pan, you could say, the cooker would not be a cooker, it would just be lighting fire to cook food. Fire would never be lit sometimes for months in the house of the Prophet ﷺ. Sometimes they would go hungry for days, not eating 2 or 3 days, the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always content. Sometimes all they had was water and dates to eat. This would be the meal for how long? For so long. But yet, with whatever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, he was content. This is a lesson for me and you. And there are so many things in the world, but those people who are rich, they only want more. When will the rich finish? Think about it. There's no harm to want things. You know, I want nice things. I like a nice house, I like a nice car, I like a nice, you know, whatever is around me. I like for it to be nice. This is normal. But these limits, my dear viewers, that with whatever we have firstly, are we happy, are we satisfied with this? Have we thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this? And secondly, are we not doing it out of greed? Is this something which is maybe taking us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These are questions we must ask. Let's see what Ghulam al-Rasul has to say about the weather. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Aao, race lagate hain, aur us pool ko chhu kar aate hain.
Ye dono race laga rahe hain, aur bijli ke pool bhi jaane pad rahe hain.
Haan, aisa hi lag raha hai.
बारिश के मौसम में बिजली के पोल के करीब नहीं जाना चाहिए और रेस तो वैसे भी नहीं लगानी चाहिए, इससे आपको या किसी दूसरे को नुकसान पहुंच सकता है।
प्यारे बच्चों, बारिश में हमें बहुत केयरफुल रहना चाहिए, ना बिजली के स्विच को टच करना चाहिए और ना ही घर की बेल को, और बिजली के खंभों से भी दूर रहना चाहिए, क्योंकि बारिश के वक्त इन चीजों में करंट हो सकता है और इनको टच करने से आपको इलेक्ट्रिक शॉक लग सकता है, तो एहतियात कीजिए और सेफ रहिए।
सल्लू अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि wa ala alihi wa sallam. And if you're watching Rise and Shine, that was our Ghulami Rasul. Allahu Akbar, it was raining there too. Allahu Akbar. And if he was, Ghulami Rasul did get quite angry there, didn't he? When the kids were racing. And he gave some good advice. And yes, this does affect us even today. In terms of having wet hands, etc. And electricity, things like this, please do careful. There are incidents even today of deaths caused. And this is even within the United Kingdom that I'm speaking of, due to mistakes, isn't it? Mistakes, things we must be careful of in my day viewers. Nowadays, we do have in some places, but people are watching from all over the world. In different places, it would be different. But nevertheless, please do be careful. Allahu Akbar, my day viewers of Madinah Channel. The weather, subhanAllah, whatever the weather is, we should say subhanAllah, we should say alhamdulillah, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because if we have a lot of rain, my dear viewers, there are people who do not have rain, I'm not referring to they've not had a rain in a month, nor 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, no, I'm talking about a year or so. People who have not had rain in a year or so, really, there are people like this, who are living in such places where they never get rain, and they wish for rain. They wish for rain because they can't get water. They can't get clean water. The rain water would be the best. It would be like Eid to them. It would be a festival, my dear viewers. This is the situation which people are living in. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us rain. It's a blessing. We should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, that's all for now. Subhanallah. Tawakkul. Always have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't run for the worldly things. Or even if you do wish, you do desire worldly things, there's no harm in it. As long as, my dear viewers, you are not lacking, or due to this, you're not lacking in your deen, in your religion. If you are striving to earn money, and due to this, you are missing your salah, then there's a problem. If you are striving to gain fit, and due to this, you are missing your fast, then there is a problem. So we do have desires, we do have wishes, we wish to become possibly richer, stronger, faster, depending on which field you are in, what you take interest in. But none of it should be at the expense of our deen, of our religion. Our religion comes first, my dear viewers. That's all for today. Inshallah, we shall be returning tomorrow. For now, continue to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. Also continue to watch Madinah Channel for the rest of the day. Inshallah, there shall be many more better programs, not with me continuously mixing up words and making mistakes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me for all those mistakes I have been making. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and